finding a comfortable sitting position. Allowing the body to become relaxed. Establishing mindfulness and even, you know, having awareness of what that means and how that feels. And we bring our attention to our experience in this present moment in a way that's clear, informed by wisdom, but not tense. Really supporting the body in relaxing and letting go of any tightness or tension. And how the body and the mind are right now depends a lot on what's been happening the last hour or two or three, the past week or month or year. But we can just turn towards it and notice how the body is and how the mind is. And invite the body to become tranquil. We can use our breath as a way to soothe the body, to calm down, to calm the energy in the body. Or perhaps if the energy is sluggish, to encourage it to spring up, become bright. And calming the mind. Letting go of the past and letting go of the future. And just staying in this moment. It's not easy to do. We do it in a relaxed way, in a way that doesn't bring more tension. We're just peaceful and calm and happy and alert. Paying attention to pleasant feelings in the body. The Buddha said we should train ourselves to be mindful and present, letting go of any desire or aversion for the world. And to be aware and sensitive to the whole body. Just this fathom-long body, he said, can teach us everything we need to know about the Dhamma. We can learn it from the body, its ailments, its change, impermanence, suffering. But we can also come to know the Dhamma, realizing truth by feeling it in the body. Very interesting connection that in the body we can know and have this kind of direct experience of truth. And we don't go looking for that. We just set up the causes and conditions, which are to relax and be alert. If we feel PT arising, pleasant feeling, joy, and then we bring our attention to that and invite that to expand. And it may take some practice. It may take a concerted focus on the breath. And it takes letting go. So if you notice any tingling or warmth in the body, maybe in the hands or the top of the head or any place where it might arise, then bring your attention there. And notice the uplifting feeling of that and invite it to spread. Or just bring your attention to your belly, aware of each in-breath and each out-breath, and any sensations that might be there, inviting calm, joy, equanimity. Bringing your attention to your heart center. Either noticing pleasant feeling in the chest and the heart, or inviting it to come. Peace, tranquility, joy, equanimity. It might be a kind of soft hum that you can hear, or the vibration you can feel in the body. can bring your attention to your forehead, between or above the eyes, and notice any sensation there. Inviting peace and joy. Alert. Right mind. And then just let your attention move to wherever you feel the most peace and happiness. Again, notice if there's any tension and let it go. If there's any mental activity, we can invite it to calm down. And bring images or thoughts into the mind that lift up the heart. Gladness, happiness, inspiration. Allow your mind to go into a deeper peace and tranquility. Calming it and gladdening it as necessary to become more concentrated.